Tantor Audio presents The Lost Girls, the true story of the Cleveland abductions and the incredible rescue of Michelle Knight, Amanda Berry, and Gina DeJesus, by John Glatt, narrated by Sean Grindel. Prologue. Around 5:15 on a sunny spring evening, Aurora Marty dragged her green plastic chair onto her neighbor, Altagracia Tejeda's stone porch for a chat. There was a smell of barbecue in the warm spring air, and it felt good to be out after the long, cold winter. The oldest resident on Seymour Avenue, on Cleveland's tough west side, Aurora arrived almost half a century earlier. The 76-year-old grandmother was among the first wave of Puerto Rican immigrants who settled in the booming steel town after World War II. At that time, it had been a respectable street. But everything changed in the late 70s when I-90 was built, plowing through the neighborhood to connect Cleveland and Pennsylvania. Within a few years, Seymour Avenue had declined into a dangerous, drug-infested no-man's land, full of boarded-up, clapboard houses and vacant lots. Predominantly Latino, the impoverished neighborhood's median annual income is under $15,000 a year, with 70% of children failing to graduate high school. At night, drugs and prostitution run rampant, as drivers exit off I-90 to get whatever they need. While some West Side residents describe their under-policed streets as close-knit, others complain of heavy drug use and violence. But crime was the last thing on Aurora's mind that